Next thing I want to talk about is the purpose of all relationships. And one of the things that I've discovered in my own life is that once you really get this stuff and you really own it, I mean, what I thought years ago when I was younger that, I would meet a woman and I would fall head over heels in love with her and we'd stay together for the rest of our lives. And once I really figured it out, I really learned that every relationship is an opportunity for growth. And two people stay together as long as there is opportunity for both of you to grow in the relationship and to be fulfilled. And, what I found with the first woman that I had had a relationship with it was about 3 years we dated, and we're still the best friends today, was that, as we grew, we just grew apart. I mean, I was really into personal development, personal growth, and that's my overriding need and desire in my life is to grow as a human being. And it just got to the place in my relationship with my girlfriend that I just felt that I had grown so much as a person that in a lot of ways I felt like I was kind of pulling her along. And it's like I was helping her to grow and become more, a lot more than she was helping me to do the same. I just had felt internally that, where she was at in her life and where I had grown to in my life, where we were just going in two separate directions. And that was something that was very surprising. It was very hard to deal with once I realized that, because I just, I went from thinking that I was going to spend the rest of my life with her to realizing that I really wanted to find someone else who I could pursue a relationship with. And the big thing for me in my life is that, some of you may be looking just to get a girlfriend. Some of you may want to find one person to spend the rest of your life with her. Some of you may want to date two or three women. It's not for me to judge what's right or wrong, or the way I look at it is if it's good for you and it works for you and nobody gets hurt in the process and that you're able to love unconditionally, however that shows up in your life is your business. I'm just here to teach you strategies and techniques so you can get into the types of relationships with women that you want to be in with. And the same techniques that you use when you're dating someone that you maybe have been dating for 6 months or 2 years are the same strategies and techniques that you use when you've been together for 20 years, as we'll talk about in the advanced series about long-term relationships and maintaining the love and the courtship. So that was one of the things that was really shocking to me, was that what I thought I wanted once I got into the relationship that I really wanted to be in, what I really wanted actually changed. And I just got to the place where I just wanted to continue dating and exploring and getting in new relationships with women. And Katie, who I talk about, is still a great friend of mine today. And the one I had an effortless relationship with, and I met at Tony Robbins. And we still talk, and we still do silly baby talk and things when we talk in the when we talk on the phone, and I'm always there for her as a friend. And the only difference is that we just don't have the physical intimacy that we used to have, but we still love each other and we still really adore each other. And that's one of the beautiful things about it, is that we still love each other and we're still great friends. And my girlfriend that I split up with 3 years ago, I mean, she's one of my best friends. I love her to death. I wouldn't change anything about her. I think she's an amazing woman. We're just no longer together as intimate partners. And I just want to prepare you guys for that, because you may come to that place. I've got a friend of mine who is he just actually, after being together with his wife for 14 years and having two kids, he's a public speaker, and he likes traveling all over the world doing those things and contributing, because that's really who he is. And it basically came to a place in their relationship where she really wanted a husband that was going to stay at home all the time with her and the kids and have a 9-to-5 job, and that's just not him. I mean, he travels all the world doing corporate trainings, and he's one of the head trainers for Tony Robbins, and it was very tough on him because he's got two very small kids. He's got a child that's only about 2 years old, but he wasn't really fulfilled in the relationship anymore, and it wasn't serving him or his wife to stay in the relationship because he was not fulfilled in the way he needed to be fulfilled. And so, I mean, I'm honor him and for having the courage and the strength, you know, he and his wife both, to stand up and say, this is what I want, and I'm not willing to compromise on this. And because it would have not served the kids. As the kids get older, they see mom and dad aren't really happy. They wouldn't have a healthy model of a relationship to be in. And now, since they're, you know, now that they're divorced, the kids can grow up in an environment where their mother can get into a relationship with someone who is going to give her the type of life that she really wants. And my friend can get into a type of relationship with, you know, a woman that he really wants to be with, that, you know, that maybe he's actually dating someone now that does seminars and does a lot of traveling. And, you know, now these two kids of his will have, you know, two different models of really healthy, loving relationships, as opposed to, you know, having a, you know, what could would have probably have turned into a dysfunctional one, you know, later in life. And, you know, they would have grown up and gone out and been very inadequately prepared for relationships, just like I was when I got into my teenage dating years. You know, someone like Tony Robbins is another one. I mean, he's probably the most well-known personal development coach in the world. He's a guy that's met with all of, you know, six of the last American presidents. He worked a lot with former President Bill Clinton when he had some, you know, personal crises, and also some, you know, when he first took office. I mean, he's met with Gorbachev, Nelson Mandela, all these world leaders. And here's a guy that's, you know, reached, you know, is a symbol for the pinnacle of success. And same thing happened to him. I mean, he was married for 14 years to Becky, his wife, and who he loved and adored. But, you know, what he realized after about 9 years of marriage, that he wasn't really completely fulfilled. And he talks about this on, you know, he talks a lot about it in his events. And he also talks about it on his Get the Edge CDs. And, you know, basically what happened is he just, after about 9 years, he realized that he just really wasn't fulfilled in the relationship, but he knew how to make the relationship work. So he stayed in it for another 5 years because, I mean, think about it. If you're a guy that people are coming to for relationship advice and advice on being successful, I mean, you know, I can only imagine what it was like for him, thinking, you know, I'm Tony Robbins. How, you know, I can't get a divorce. What are people going to think of me? I'm sure all those things, you know, I know all those things went through his mind. And so, you know, just because you're with someone doesn't mean that you're going to be with them for the rest of your life. As long as the relationship is offering you the opportunity to grow and become more as a person, and it's healthy and it's loving, I believe you should stay in it. You know, couples that stay together for 40, 50, 60 years, their whole life, I mean, I commend them. That's a tremendous commitment. But the place that I'm at in my life right now is that I'm just enjoying dating and exploring, you know, who I am as a person and meeting women literally from all over the world, because I travel a lot and you know, each relationship I get into prepares me for the next one and helps me grow. And you know, in a few years, I may decide that I want to settle down and be a stay-at-home dad and all those things. But right now, I mean, my life, the phase I'm moving into, is all about contribution and helping other people get into the types of relationships that they want. My goal is to teach you these skills, not for just so you'll have great marriages, or just so you'll be a great boyfriend to your girlfriend, or just so you'll be a great father to your kids. It's so you can be comfortable being yourself and get into the types of relationships and put whatever it is that you really want to in these relationships, and also get out of the relationships what it is that you're intending to get out of them and what you're intending to create with the person that you're with. You know, I don't believe any of us have the right to tell each other what's right or wrong or what you should or you shouldn't do. So again, my sole purpose here is to, you know, help you become comfortable being yourself, so you don't settle for a life of relationship mediocrity. Because, you know, the bottom line is, and I speak from experience, if you're going to get into relationships, you need to get into relationships with, if you really want to truly be happy and be fulfilled and feel what real, true, unconditional love and be the best that you are really capable of being and show up in life is the man that you're really, truly capable of being and becoming, you have to get in relationships with people that, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, and this is your scale that you create and what you decide, these women that you're going to have relationships with, they should be a 10 in your eyes. Because, you know, it's kind of the analogy of, you know, like the tennis player. You know, if you're very good in tennis and you always play tennis with people that are worse than you are, you'll actually become a worse tennis player. So what you want to do, if you want to become a better tennis player, if you want to become a better person in relationships, you want to love more, you want to give more, you want to contribute more to another person, you've got to get into a relationship with someone that really challenges you in every area of your life. You know, that means not only just from, you know, the looks when you're with this person that in a lot of ways intimidates you. And in every new relationship I get into, that's what I've found, is that each woman is more confident, more sexy, more appealing, more intelligent. You know, not necessarily all of these things, but they are more of themselves. They're more comfortable being themselves. And when you're with someone that, you know, maybe she's smarter than you are, you know, or maybe she has more self-confidence than you do, what's going to happen is just naturally, you know, wherever area of your life that you feel that you're less than or, you know, maybe insecure, like, you know, one of my former girlfriends, Katie, she was a Miss Figure. I think London 2003, she won the Miss Figure contest. I mean, she was in amazing shape. You know, I'd go to the gym and work out with her, and you know, I felt like a total weakling. This is kind of funny, but I remember the first few months that, you know, we were making love. And, you know, I had taken about 6 months off from lifting weights. I remember after we got done making love, I just remember thinking to myself, my God, I mean, I felt so worn out, and I felt so drained. And I just, you know, a lot of ways I felt just completely inadequate. I thought, I got to get myself in better shape. I mean, I can't keep up with this girl. I mean, she was 11 years younger than me. And she, you know, she'd been a personal trainer for many years. And so, I mean, she had more energy than anybody that I had ever met at that time. And, you know, I remember, you know, another woman that I had dated, you know, she was more beautiful and more attractive and more feminine than any woman I'd ever been with. And she was just an absolute handful to be around. I mean, she really intimidated me. And, you know, all those feelings of insecurities, feelings that, you know, I wasn't good enough or I wasn't strong enough, you know, all those things came up. And I had to deal with all those things. And, you know, thank God I had all these strategies that I'm sharing with all of you to fall back on. And you know, every time I broke through each one of those illusions, I found out that, you know, I'm more than who I thought I was. And so, you know, to me, that is the purpose of all relationships, is to help each other grow and become more, and to enrich each other's lives. I mean, you know, the whole purpose of relationships, the reason you get into relationships in the first place, is you go there to give. You're there to give to the other person and to contribute to them and help make their lives even better.